This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
One expert says it could take 5 to 7 years to rebuild the big bridge in Baltimore that fell into a river after a cargo ship hit it. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he knows this is going to be a long journey.
This work will not just take weeks. We have a very long road ahead of us. We understand that, and we're preparing.
The governor heard there on WMAR-TV in Baltimore. They'll use cranes to remove the twisted metal and concrete that fell into the river. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
It's part of the broader effort to move the cargo ship that rammed the bridge, recover the remaining victims of the collapse, and find out what went wrong.
The best minds in the world are coming together to collect the information that we need to move forward with speed and safety.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore on WMAR as the state asked the Biden administration for $60 million in emergency funding to start the work. President Biden has said the federal government will pay the full cost of rebuilding the bridge. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's big campaign fundraiser last night at Radio City Music Hall in New York City drew a couple of names you might know. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, the former presidents. The event hauled in a record-setting $26 million plus for President Biden's reelection campaign. New York City's got a plan to put portable gun scanners in the subway system. They're trying to deal with violent incidents in the subway. Moscow launched an attack on Ukraine's energy infrastructure this morning. Drones and missiles hitting regions across the country, says Ukraine. It is a tradition in the Philippines, but it's brutal. A villager has been nailed to a wooden cross to reenact Jesus Christ's suffering in a Good Friday tradition. This is AP News. Now to what Home Depot is doing. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
Home Depot says it's buying a business that provides supplies to professional contractors. In an $18 billion deal, Home Depot says it's buying SRS Distribution, a material supply company for professionals. It's viewed as a bet on the housing market coming back after a two-year drought of new homes, triggered by a lack of inventory and the sharp hike in mortgage rates. Since mortgage rates are still high, millions of people are spending money on upkeep for their existing homes. And Home Depot says that's another driver for this SRS deal, which will raise its total addressable market to approximately $1 trillion, an increase of about $50 billion. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow gained 47 points yesterday. The S&P added 5 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.